Good morning. Today we have lecture two, and as you can see on the first slide, we will continue our discussion regarding microemulsions. On slide number two, you have informations, you can see the slide which we discussed a week ago. On this slide are presented informations regarding size of the dispersed phase in the most important three types of colloidal systems, such as nanoemulsions, microemulsions, and emulsions. And as you probably remember, we said that we will continue our discussion on microemulsions. Microemulsions, they are such systems containing dispersed phase and dispersion phase, in which the size of this dispersed phase is between 0.0015 micrometers till 0.15 micrometers. Such systems are transparent, stable from the point of thermodynamics point of view. And microemulsions we can obtain by mixing. Let's move to the next slide, number three. And here we have definition of microemulsions. According to this definition, we can say that they are clear, thermodynamically stable, isotropic liquid mixtures of oil and water stabilized by the interfacial film of any surfactant or cosurfactant. Microemulsions, generally, we can divide it depending on continuous and dispersed phases into three basic types of microemulsions. So they are direct microemulsions. This is this case in which oil is dispersed in water. Reversed microemulsions, in which water is dispersed in oil. And the third type, bicontinuous structure. A bicontinuous structure microemulsions, they are such type that they contain similar amount of water and oil and a big amount of surfactant in the system. So these two phases, like rich in water, rich in oil, interpenetrate and create two continuous phases. That's why we called this type of microemulsions like bicontinuous structures. Let's move to slide four. On the base of this slide, I would like to explain you what types of textures are present in microemulsions. There are oil droplets in water, water droplets in oil, bicontinuous or lamellar mixtures. Such happens that such textures are able to form in a system containing hydrophilic and hydrophobic phase. So as you can see on this picture, we can imagine hydrophilic phase outside hydrophobic part. And when we introduce into the system surfactant molecules, which are marked with this red color, or cosurfactant with blue color, So we will observe that spontaneously surfactant molecules start to create interface between hydrophilic and hydrophobic phases. This is possible because surfactant molecules in this way reduce surface tension so that this process is spontaneous. And this type of textures, droplets of oil in water or oil in water, be continuous, they formed because of the present such factors in the system like salinity, temperature, ratio of oil to water phases, as well as the presence of this, of surfactant and cosurfactant molecules. As you can see on this picture, cosurfactant molecules, they are usually probably different type of molecules in comparison to surfactants, but sometimes it can be some different surfactant as well. And because cosurfactant molecules are located between surfactant molecules, so they ensures that flexibility of interface layer is bigger, increases. This is because surfactant molecules are not located very close each to other. This is very, very important. We should remember that the situation, which type of textures are formed in given system, in very, very strong depends on the ratio of oil to water phases in a given system. So this is this structures which appear in the system, we can say they are function of the composition of the system. Okay, so if we know that, then please move to the slide number 5. Here we have information that in 1948, Windsor, which was a physical chemist, introduced a factor W, which defined as which was defining as a dependence of a cohesion energy of oil, water, and surfactant molecules. And below this information, you can see two equations. They shows us how we can calculate this W factor. Below these relations, you have abbreviation, these symbols which we have in this equations 1 and 2. And for example, AWW, this is cohesion energy between water molecules. AOO, this is cohesion energy between oil molecules, and so on. Why we want to calculate, why we agree, we know that this is very important factor. Because when we are able to calculate this factor W, we can determine tendency for altering the curvature of water-oil interface, which interface, as we already know, is built with surfactant molecules. The consequence of this situation is what type of microemulsions is formed, what microemulsions are formed in a given system. So depending on the W value, Winsor classified microemulsions into four groups. On the next slide, we will see these classifications. Of course, we can calculate this factor W if we know cohesion energy between molecules which we have in our system, oil, water, surfactant. Okay, so when we move to slide number 6, you will see informations regarding numerical values of factor W, as well as some informations regarding microemulsions, which are classified as Winsor 1, Winsor 2, and so on. There are four such classes. And on the bottom of the slide, you can see pictures, graphs, which helps you to imagine how such microemulsion structures are. So Winsor 1 type of microemulsions, there are such microemulsions in which W factor is negative, is lower than zero. Such microemulsions, we say, exhibit so-called positive curvature. It means that surfactant film on oil-water interface is directed towards oil phase. And because of that, we have oil in water microemulsions. These microemulsions are created and coexist with an excess of oil phase. And on the picture, on the graph, you can see this Winsor 1 microemulsion. On the upper part, we have oil phase. On the bottom, we have this microemulsion, oil in water. Below this, these informations about type of microemulsions, Winsor types, you have information that the empty circles presents oil phase. This filled with lines, dark lines, circles, they are water phase. So that's why it's very easy to recognize what situation, what type of microemulsions we have in given Winsor type. In Winsor 2 type, W parameter is bigger than zero. So it means then curvature is negative, and because of that, we have water in oil microemulsion formation which is privileged, and this microemulsion coexists with an excess of water phase. This is Winsor 2. And the microemulsion phase we have on the top and water phase on the bottom. The next type of microemulsions, there are Windsor 3. In this case, W factor is equal 1. And in this type of microemulsion, affinity of hydrophilic part of surfactant molecules to water phase is compensated by affinity of hydrophobic part of surfactant to oil phase. The surfactant rich middle phase coexists with both water, which is lower, and oil, which is upper surfactant poor phases. So this is this situation on the second from the left graph. On the top we have oil phase, on the bottom water phase, and between we have surfactant rich middle phase, which coexists with these two phases, water and oil. And finally, Windsor 4, this is the this type of microemulsions, which we called as a single phase homogeneous mixture. There, on this graph, we can see two homogeneous mixtures. There is water in oil on the left, or oil in water on the right. These types of Windsor 4, this is also a situation which we observe in such microemulsions, which can be not only oil in water or water in oil, but also lamellar or bicontinuous, hexagonal, reverse hexagonal, etc. And you know, when you will search literature regarding microemulsions, then for sure you will find such classifications. And usually when we work with a kind of microemulsions, we define what type in a Windsor classification this microemulsion is. Okay, so let's move to the next slide. On this slide, I wanted to present you a very interesting peculiarity of microemulsions. This peculiarity is that structures are interchangeable. What it means? It means that if we have, let's say, microemulsion oil in water, then we can changing temperature, for example, we can move to the bicontinuous curvature rich in water microemulsion, or we can change structure into bicontinuous structure rich in water, which will be reversible to the bicontinuous structure rich in water. And next, the bicontinuous structure rich in oil, we can transform into the water in oil microemulsion. This is really very, very special peculiarity of microemulsions. Let's move to the slide number 8. Here on this slide, I want to present how we can find on a Gibbs triangle, which we have on the left bottom corner, how we can find the different types of Windsor micro emulsions. So, of course, this is the hypothetical ternary phase diagram, which represents three compound systems, which can be formed from water, oil, and surfactant. So on the right upper corner, we have the examples of this Windsor microemulsions types. And on this deep triangle, which is probably known for you, that on this figure, as we have the side of a triangle, and we have the tops of a triangle, and at tops we have pure compounds. On the sides of triangle we have binary mixtures forms suitable by oil surfactant or water surfactant, water oil, and of course this triangle must be equilateral. So if we build such a triangle, then of course we can present on the surface inside this triangle compositions of the three compounds mixtures, three compound systems, and on this figure you can read what type of systems you will have, you can expect if you are in the given area, if in a given feature which is limited with the lights. So as we see, there are possible water in oil mixture or microemulsions, be continuous, very small area in almost in the middle, of this triangle. There are possible oil in water, micelles, and also these four microemulsions Windsor types. Of course, this is, as I said, a hypothetical ternary phase diagram, because for a given well-defined three compound systems, of course, we are able to prepare such graphical presentation. You know, this Gibbs triangles are very helpful if we want to figure out what composition of such ternary system we should prepare if we want to obtain a certain system. It means if we want to obtain water in oil mixture, it means we have to calculate and then mix suitable amounts of oil, surfactant, and water. So this is not the situation that whatever we mix with in one beaker, we will obtain for sure the same system if we want to discuss the composition. Quantitatively, the composition of this system. So if we want to play with oil in water microemulsion, it means that we have find the composition used for that system using this Gibbs triangle. I believe that triangle system, Gibbs triangle is is known for you. This is nothing special you. It's special for you and just a new application. Gibbs triangle you can find here. Let's move to the next slide, and here we have another factor, another parameter, which is called CPP. This is critical packing parameter, which was introduced by Israel Chili and co-workers in 1976, which found that the preferred curvature of the interface in such ternary system surfactant oil water is governed by this CPP parameter. You have on this slide, you have equation relation 3, which define Israel-Chili like a ratio of volume of surfactant molecule to the effective hydrocarbon chain length and product of this LC and head group area A0. You know, this parameter is very useful if we want to calculate the numbers of surfactant molecules which can be located at this interface between hydrophilic and hydrophobic phases. On this graph, on this figure, on bottom of this slide, you can see that inside this structure, inside this vehicle, we have hydrophobic phase, hydrophilic is outside because polar heads are directed, as we know already, into the hydrophilic part of the system. And as you can see, if we want to calculate CPP parameter, we have to find the volume of the cone into which surfactant molecule is inscribed. So this is such a geometrical problem. We have, as you can see, we can estimate the length of the nonpolar toil in the surfactant molecule. We can calculate the volume of the polar head, and also finally we can calculate the volume of this cone. So knowing how many such cones we are able to insert into such structure, we are able to calculate the numbers of surfactant molecules which will govern this interface curvature. This is very, very useful parameter, and scientists which work with the microemulsions, they calculate this parameter. Israel Chili found that depending on the numerical value of this parameter, we can expect expect a certain structure which appear in a three compound system, water, oil, surfactant. And these structures you can see on the next slide, on slide number 10. And as you can read, if CPP is lower than 1/3, it means that we can expect that in our system we will have spherical micelles. If CPP is between 0.5 and 4/3, then rod-like micelles are the most probable. If CPP is equal 1, then planar micelles like lamellar structure, which we can see on the picture below, are the most possible. So as you can see on this figure 4 on this slide, if you are able to calculate numerical value CPP, then on the base of this parameter you can expect what structures you will have in your mixture, in your system. Let's move to the slide next, 11. And here we will have, as you see, equation number 4. This is equation using which we can calculate so-called HLB parameter, which is called as a hydrophilic lipophilic balance, which was introduced by Griffin in 1949. And he defined this empirical equation, which involves him to determine the HLB value on the base of chemical composition of the system, surfactant, water, oil. A few years later, in 1959, Davis and co-workers proposed a new equation, which was a little bit more precise and also was connected with the hydrophilic lipophilic balance. And the meaning of this equation is that if we know how many groups, chemical groups, hydrophilic, hydrophobic, we have in surfactants, then we can calculate this HLB parameter, and on the base of that we also are able to predict what shapes or what type of structures we will have in our system. So as you can read, H and L, they are numbers assigned for hydrophilic and lipophilic groups. NH and NL, they are the respective numbers of those groups per surfactant. This equation is, of course, empirical. So, as usual, this is the value which is based on relative percentage of hydrophilic to the lipophilic moieties in the surfactant. But although this HLB is a empirical parameter, empirical balance, CPP and HLB are close related. So it means that they are really close to the true values. It has been shown that for B-continuous structure, which corresponds to zero curvature, HLB is equal 10. For HLB lower than 10, the negative curvature is favorable. It means water in oil emulsions, microemulsions form. For HLB bigger than 10, positive curvature is predicted. It means that oil in water microemulsions appear in the systems. Let's move to the next slide. And here you have again triangle, Gibbs triangle for a systems, ternary systems consisting of water, surfactant, as a surfactant was used, decaoxyethylene and dodecyl ether, and as an oil phase, it was oleic acid. So, what we can read from this triangle? Of course, we can read the composition of binary mixtures, which are shown on the sides of these triangles. It means water oil phase, water surfactant system, surfactant oil. And of course, when we want to read the composition of each of these areas, we are able to do this, but I would like to explain you what represents the line, this blue line from A to B point. How we can read this what systems we have when we move from the point with the composition at point A to the point B. When we are at point A, it means we start with the binary system consisting of surfactant and oil. And here we have initially 35% surfactant and 65% of oil. When we passing to the regions of water in oil microemulsions, it means we are in this not white but a little bit yellow phase or region, then we move to a lamellar liquid crystals until reaching a stable B-continuous oil in water microemulsion after dilution. So you see, when we can practice how we can find what systems we have when we move from some point which we put on the on this area which is which we have in this triangle, oil, water, and surfactant. Additionally, as you can see, we have informations about what type of system is this blue one, for example. This is B-continuous microemulsion. This green region, this is a region in which we have micelles and oil in water microemulsion. this red color region, there are lamellar liquid crystals. This dark blue region, there are hexagonal liquid crystals. And you know, this is really helpful presentation informative way how we can build our micro emulsion, what composition we have select if we want to obtain, for example, water in oil micro emulsion or B continuous micro emulsion or some other. So as you see this on this slide, on slide number 12, data and informations there regarding real system. This is not just theoretical presentation. Okay, so this is everything what I wanted to tell you about the most important parameters and factors which we use when we work with micro emulsions. So thank you for your attention and see you next week.